Hello, everyone, and welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name's Frank Allen. This is the penultimate episode of Debatatorium 2007. We are going to be finding our final finalist. Hopefully, it will be a good one, and because next week we'll find out who's the Debatiator of the Year. But first, we've got, as I said, two returning people. One of them being someone who won their way up here, and one of them being a wild card. Very wild. And let's find out who we've got here. Debater number one.
Hi, my name is Giorgio.
Giorgio, welcome.
Thank you.
Giorgio, who taught us that ninjas would beat pirates.
Obviously.
And
the thing about drugs being bad.
Drugs should stay being illegal. Yes. For various reasons. So, anything you want to say before we introduce debater number two?
Well, I just want to say hi to my girlfriend, Cleo. Hi, honey. I love you.
Welcome. And I'm
shout
glad,
out.
Oh, it's a shout out. There we go. Now, debater number two, returning guest.
Perfect pitch here. Frank Allen left a message on my answering machine last night, and I wish he told me what I was debating, because that would have been very helpful here.
Oh, you don't know?
Are we debating Giorgio's gender?
No.
Hey, I'm a real man.
No. I'm sorry. I thought you knew. Well, from what I've gathered of your background, it will fit right in, because we're going to be debating stem cell research, whether or not stem cell research should be allowed. And I think it's fairly obvious that Giorgio believes that we should continue with stem cell research, while Perfect Pitch believes that we need to stop stem cell research. So, Perfect Pitch, why don't you start us off by telling us, I know you're unprepared, I'm sorry, but maybe you can riff a little bit about why stem cell research is wrong.
Yeah, I'll riff like I'm Eddie Van Halen or something. You're hilarious, Frank Allen, you know that?
Thanks.
You know, and of course, I look just like a scientist, don't you? Because the way you can talk, you can tell I have degrees stuffed on my wall. It actually blocks out all my wallpaper.
He was blinded with science.
Okay, so, first of all, stem cell research is disgusting.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. I just don't like the sight of blood and embryos all over the ground. And anyone who does is probably a bad person.
I'm sorry, all over the ground? Do they stomp out the juice, or?
I don't know how doctors work. Do I look like a doctor? Maybe some of them do that. At the very least, it goes from inside the body to outside of the body, so they can stick their tubes, and they can stick their proboscis, and they can put their drugs in there, and they can jam it into other people's bodies to make them live longer.
Well, no, I don't think they take stem cells out of people's bodies. I think when they get the stem cells, they're from embryos, and they're pretty much the whole thing is the stem cells, right?
Oh, okay. Well, the other aspect of this is that you get these, you might not know this, Frank.
No.
You might not know this, but everybody is born with superpowers. Now, the major fact you've got to realize is that most superpowers are stupid and useless.
What's my superpower?
I don't know. Do you think I know you? I've never met you before.
Come on, I'm Giorgio. Everybody knows Giorgio. Giorgio!
I like you better than Bridget, but really, that's not saying much. I'm not going to be your best friend forever. I'm just going to say your superpower is the ability to catalog muffins, okay?
Right, I am good at that.
Yeah, see? See, most of them are useless, but some people have really great skills. Now, what would happen, say, if a supervillain, which exist in roughly equal proportion to superheroes, decided, gee golly, I want my evil lineage to go on forever, and then they narrowed that down, and all of a sudden, you have like 12 Dr. Dooms, 14 Michael Myers, and I mean like the slasher dude, not the Canadian comedian.
That's too bad.
You know, you get hundreds of them, and even in the best case scenario, where like you have 100 clones of Superman, best case scenario, you get a gigantic war of superpowers. Have you seen the end of a Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
There's not much of Tokyo left, is there, my friend? Why am I calling you my friend? You're like my enemy. We're foes, not friends. What?
I'm not your enemy.
You said I lost last time. That was your decision. That wasn't God's decision.
Well, that's true. But you're still trying to win my favor here.
Oh, like, really? You asked me to be on this show, Frank Allen.
Well, okay. That's one point of view.
I'd be just as happy, you know, watching, SmackDown or something. So,
well, this is like a mental SmackDown.
All right. Mental SmackDown. Gotcha. Thank you. Now for putting me back on focus. The point of the matter is, basically, there's a few things come from stem cell research. One, disgusting blood. Two, doctors making money, and I hate doctors because they make more money than I do. And three, gigantic potential misuse by supervillains and misguided superheroes.
Well, those are all pretty clear points, and they sound like a downside.
Yeah, so it's a veritable armada of points.
So, what do you think, Giorgio? What do you got to say about that?
I really have no idea what this guy's talking about.
Stem cells. I'm smarter than you, that's why.
That is not true.
Stem cells he's talking about.
I'm aware of the topic, but I don't think the points it's making are really pointful.
Pointful?
Yes.
What's the problem with them? I mean, what do you think is wrong?
He's like talking about all these like supervillains and them using stem cells for evil, but there's so much good that could come from stem cell research. Like, it's not like cloning. You're not going to have like 12 Dr. Dooms or whatever he said. Like, you're just like, yeah, okay, but I know that like villains are bad, but you're forgetting that they have the right to not be sick too. So like, if they're curing Parkinson's disease with stem cell research, like, would you really care? Kill the good guy with stem cell research just so the bad guy can't have the cure too?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it could make other Dr. Dooms, because if they took the stem cell, I mean, I think they're adaptable,
this
right?
This isn't South Park where you can clone a Shakey's Pizzeria with stem cells.
Oh.
Stem cells. Shut up.
Stem shell?
Shut up.
Oh. All right. Well, we do have a couple of experts here. Let me go to my first expert here, who wants to weigh in on the stem cell problem.
Yes.
Please, introduce yourself.
Hello. My name's Horace Winterbottom.
Horace Winterbottom, and
yes.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Horace Winterbottom.
No, I mean, who are you, more specifically, like, who is that?
What?
Horace Winterbottom.
Yes.
Okay. Describe, give us your background, please.
Oh, it's like a white wall.
No.
Yes.
Your history, your past.
Like, history, my mother was very nice.
Why are you calling?
Who is this? I'm on the line. I'm sorry. What was the subject?
I'm asking you. Stem cells.
Stem cells. This is for medicine.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're in favor.
Of what?
Stem cells.
Stem cells for medicine.
Yes.
It's for memory. If you lose your memory.
Well, that's not the only. I mean, they suspect that stem cells might help, possibly with Alzheimer's. We don't know.
They can help with Alzheimer's.
Maybe.
Who can?
Stem cells.
For medicine.
For Alzheimer's.
What for Alzheimer's?
Stem cells.
Like embryos.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Perfect pitch. Do you have any?
I just hope he's not on my side. That's all.
It sounds like he's in favor of stem cells.
Well, that's
sounds
good.
Sounds like he needs them.
You know, it's kind of like a man can be judged by the quality of his enemies. Do you agree with that, Frank Allen?
So you're saying because he's against you, you're not worth much?
It means I don't have a whole bandwagon full of retards on my side. That's, you know, most issues...
Hey, I believe that was one retard, not a whole bandwagon.
I think he's worth a whole bandwagon, you know, buddy. That's how I judge that.
Okay,
anyway,
pal.
That's my opinion on that guest.
Giorgio, do you have any questions for Mr. Wow, gosh, what was your name? Winter?
What?
Winter...
Winterbottom, I think.
Yes.
Oh, Winterbottom.
Yes.
Giorgio.
No.
Giorgio, do you have any questions for Mr. Winterbottom?
What is wrong with you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is?
I was asking you.
What were you asking me?
What's wrong with you?
Wrong with me?
Do you need something?
Is something wrong
help?
With me?
Do you need help? I think
with
you
what?
Need help.
With what?
This is
what am I doing?
This man obviously has Alzheimer's, and there's a possibility that stem cell research could help with that.
So
stem cells.
Well, we'll put him down as an unofficial positive.
What are you talking about? I have qualifications to make these sort of decisions.
What? What qualifications are those?
I don't know.
Don't you know?
It's on a cooking show.
Don't you know that like guest hosts on cooking shows routinely perform surgery and medical experimentation?
I didn't say anything about surgery. I said I had the ability to diagnose Alzheimer's. Can't that be my other superpower, guy?
You get two?
No, you don't get two. She doesn't know the rules.
Hey, I'm a man, baby.
I'm sorry. I'm
not to mention you totally just made my other one up. You just came up with it off the fly.
It's not my fault that you don't know what your powers are.
Well,
it's not like I'm your grandfather.
I was just testing you.
Speaking of powers, we have another expert who wants to comment.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Evelyn Sofstein.
I'm sorry?
Evelyn Sofstein.
Evelyn Sofstein?
Yeah. I'm a doctor.
I missed the last guest.
We're having a party over here, man.
I'm sorry, you're a drunk
awesome.
Doctor? You're a drunk-
I'm not drunk. Don't listen to her. She's just crazy.
Don't
I'm
listen
not
to who?
Drunk.
Who?
I have a friend over here.
What are you doing later?
I'm partying all night, man.
Don't
come
you have-
me too.
Giorgio, don't you have a fiance?
Yeah.
This is going to get you into trouble.
I like trouble. No. Trouble is my middle name, man.
And I like middle named girls named Trouble.
All right. So you wanted to talk about stem cells, I
think. Yeah, well, they're all wrong. wrong about this whole thing, man.
How can they both be wrong?
They're both wrong. Well, okay. Look, all right, let me explain. He's wrong because I don't make any money off of it, really.
Why not?
Because
you're drunk.
Pay us to do it. I don't know, man. I had money in the drawer and then it went away, so.
You spent it on alcohol.
I don't know what you're talking about, but listen, she's wrong. Because you can't really cure diseases with it either.
Listen, I don't know why you people don't can't get it through your tiny little heads that I'm a real man. I'm so much man. I'm more man for just Cleo. I got plenty of
man
for you.
That's right. Me man.
Why do you have to qualify it as real man?
I'm not doubting your manness. I'm just saying you're wrong.
You called me a woman.
I said, oh, whatever.
No,
you're wrong. You're wrong.
All right.
I'm wrong.
Because we don't really cure diseases with it. They're just messing with you when they say that.
What do you do with stem cells then?
Well, look, but this is why I think we should keep doing it. Because I'm like playing with them over here. And they like turn into what you put them on. So I have like 5 hands on my arm.
Oh.
And it's awesome.
You've grown extra hands.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's cool.
And you're drunk.
No, I'm not drunk. She's just got like 5 feet on her back. Don't listen to her.
Nobody told me you're drunk.
There's no woman here with 4 feet on their back.
Surmising that you're drunk.
She's here with me and she's telling everybody that I'm drunk and I'm not.
That's because you've drank a lot of alcohol until the point of inebriation.
It's water.
It's water.
If my boss calls, tell him it's water.
Tell him it's water, but it's not.
It is. It's water.
Water in a vodka bottle?
You want some here?
I want
here.
Some water. Just put in my giant Saratoga Springs water.
It's a phone call. You can't give us water.
You should drink some. You look thirsty.
I'm not. You can't see me. All right.
Look, there's punch out here and stuff, but
punch?
Yeah, Frank Allen does look thirsty, though.
A couple of hands or like some feet, or you know what? I bet I'm trying to grow some more eyeballs.
All right.
So we should keep doing this because it's fun.
Felicia?
No.
What's your name?
I don't remember. Stephanie?
Right. Stephanie? I don't think that was it, but
Evelyn.
All right.
Evelyn. My name tag says Evelyn.
Evelyn.
It's Evelyn.
So let me just make it one more point clear.
Yeah.
You're in favor of stem cells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
So you are on my side.
Two experts have said stem cells
are
possible.
I'm going to hang up the phone.
Okay.
Ow. Bye. No.
All right. Bye. Perfect pitch. Care. Two experts have said stem cells are good. Well, kind of. One and sort of a half. I don't know.
Well, if one calls and remembers their name and agrees with me, then I win. That's the law.
That's the law?
Yes.
Well, you do enforce the law, right? So.
Yes, I enforce the law and I will enforce my own victory.
Well, no.
I don't know if I should or not. Because if I win, then I just have to come back here last time.
Next time, yeah. Well, okay. By the way,
that's what all the students at Binghamton University are like. You realize being a cab driver gives you a somewhat jaundiced view of those little cretins.
Oh, the drunk doctor?
Well, yeah. First of all, what hospital does that doctor work at? That's the first point. Not that I care.
Question.
I can't afford to go to a doctor anyway.
Well, whatever it is,
my
I don't
doctors practice on the streets. They don't have a fancy degree. They go to this medical school of hard knocks.
So they're not doctors.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, I'd like to go to a real doctor, but it ain't gonna happen.
Don't you get medical coverage through your union?
No, we don't get. What kind of memory do you have? After 9/11, all the funds got sent down to New York City in the state. We're the only superheroes in the entire freaking United States that don't get any money.
Oh, none at all.
That's why I drive a cab. Do you think I drive a cab because I like hearing loud engine noises?
Do you not get any healthcare through the cab driving?
No, Bubba, my employer, cut that off like 3 months ago.
Oh, man.
Man, you're boned.
Right.
Well, maybe if you win, someone will...
There better be a huge cash prize. That's...
Well, no, there's no prize, but maybe someone will take pity on you.
You know what that trophy's going to go? You know what its first destination is going to be?
Yeah.
Rico's Pawn Shop.
Oh, now I hope you don't win.
That's definitely not what I thought you were going to say.
I don't want to know what you think.
All right. We actually have a final expert who does want to, I think, tell us about the stem cell thing. We'll see if everyone agrees with Giorgio or if anybody's on Perk Pitch side.
At last!
Yes, who's this?
My time has come!
Yes, whose time? Who?
I am, of course, the Immaculate Professor Neats.
Immaculate? Professor Neats?
Yes, entirely! Excellent. From birth with the power to annihilate dirt!
So, you...
Watch! Bam!
Well, that was cool.
Well, it's very clean in here now.
Yes, I know.
But you were about to tell us about stem cells.
Oh man, was I about to tell you about stem cells.
What were you going to tell us?
Damn it, now you made me lose my train of thought a moment, please. Ah, yes, of course.
Yes.
Ordinarily.
Yes.
Because Perfect Pitch is a superhero, I would have no choice but to show up, mock him, shoot him with my clean array, and then vanish!
Are you a supervillain?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize.
What, the enormous cape didn't give it away?
Where are you from? What municipality are you?
Please. As if I believed in municipalities. No, I'm too busy in my volcano fortress on the moon to worry all that much.
Because confidentially, basically, if we people, the way, you know how the economy here, it's like a low service, low cost economy is what they provide. So basically, if you commit your crimes 1 foot outside city limits, you can do what you want.
Hold on, you got a little something there. Let me get that.
No.
Come on. It's going to drive me crazy.
What?
The thing.
Just get it off.
Yeah, for crap's sake.
You got it.
Yeah, that was gross.
All right. Also, your lips were moving, so I assumed you were making some kind of point. This is more important. Normally, I'd be more than happy to get all up in your grill about you being wrong.
Yeah,
but
my grill.
It's very clear to me that you will only be disadvantaged by winning. As such, stem cells, as I should know from my years of annihilating all dirty things like humans and children, are incredibly, incredibly messy.
Really?
Yes, all the time.
So, are you saying he was right about the whole stomping on them thing?
Of course.
That's really
nasty. Where do you think they come from? What do you know about science?
Well, not much.
Do you have a professorship?
No.
I do.
I have a radio
show. Right here.
Oh, where? There's a class here?
No.
Oh.
It is unto my person.
Oh.
I am the professor. Well, Professor Neat. The immaculate Professor Neat.
That goes without saying.
Yes.
Okay. So, as you were saying, science,
yes,
says stem cells are dirty.
I say stem cells are dirty, and science agrees with me.
So you...
Don't you, science!
You exist before science.
I post-date science. I can still speak for it.
Oh, what? All right.
Science itself can't speak. It's an abstract concept.
So science needs
honestly,
you.
Honestly, Frank Allen.
All right. Okay. But your point is, you're saying that not only is Giorgio wrong.
Entirely.
Not only is Winterbottom wrong.
Was he right? He didn't say anything.
Not only is Evelyn wrong, but they're all wrong.
Evelyn's a doctor, too.
A doctor, not a professor.
So she doesn't profess.
She can doct all she wants. I'm too busy professing to notice.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that Perfect Pitch is right.
Yes. Only in this circumstance.
Giorgio, what do you respond?
So you're saying that I'm, like, not clean? Is that why I'm wrong?
No. You're clean enough, I guess. Nothing that a dip in my pool of bubbling bleach couldn't solve.
That would hurt.
Oh, Pit, how I love you so.
No, that would hurt.
So then why am I wrong?
You're wrong because if you're right, then Perfect Pitch gets what he wants, not having to come back.
So you're lying?
No, I am telling the truth exclusively to stick it to him.
But if
Is it stuck to you?
But if that...
The answer is yes.
If that wasn't the truth, you'd say the opposite, just to stick it to him.
No.
Really?
Yes.
So if he was saying stem cells were good, you'd come in and say they're dirty.
Then I would laugh at him, probably shoot him with my clean array, and teleport laughing.
Oh, okay, you just wouldn't argue. All right, good point. All right, well, Perfect Pitch, you're on a supervillain side now.
How does it feel?
I've been on supervillain sides before.
Yeah, but that's not going to look good on your resume, is it?
No wonder you're doing
my resume
insurance.
Looks pretty bad as it is, Frank. I'm going to be honest with you. It's mostly lies anyway.
Oh, wait, hold on. If they're all lies, why does it look bad? It should look pretty good if
I knew you weren't a registered nurse.
That's a good
nurse.
Point. I have to go back and correct that.
You need better
if
lies.
If I've learned one thing, it's that I should take that felony off.
Well, yeah.
Almost definitely.
What felony did you commit?
What felony didn't I commit? Let's see.
Sodomy a felony?
I didn't do that.
No, I don't think it's a felony, but I think it's legal.
I didn't do that, and I don't know people who do that. No, let's see. Basically, I robbed a hospital, all right? Why am I telling you this over the air? This is why I shouldn't be over the air. This is why this is a big pain in the butt.
Yes, indeed. And a pain in your butt shall be pained again. Ha ha.
All right.
Now to take that imposter, Mr. Clean, hostage. Away! Now
can't I just win yet?
It's time. Well, it's time for the final argument. So we're going to find out. Perfect Pitch, why don't you summarize it for us? Tell us.
All right. Okay. Dirty floors, superpowers, War of the Worlds, destruction.
Wait, what? War of the Worlds? What does that have to do with it?
Didn't you see that?
There's just going to be a lot of fighting, probably, if there's clones. Because of the whole thing that I described earlier. Mr. Clean that came in, Professor Neat, threw me off. You know, it's been 17 years, I think, by my reckoning, since a supervillain has really bothered with Binghamton. It's been above C-grade status.
Well, okay.
And it's just my day that they come in now.
Well, he didn't do anything yet, so.
He didn't do anything now, but he's going to come back to his friends, and he's going to be like, oh, the periphery's easy to invade. We could run this place in 3 days. That's what it's going to be like, because 20 years ago, there was a lot more here.
Wow. Yeah, but what is there to rule here? There's, anyway, it doesn't
matter. I rule.
All right, Giorgio. Well, no, hold on. You didn't even tell us.
Okay. We'll give you the real summary then,
yes,
right?
Please.
Not the fake. That was a practice summary.
Oh, good.
The real summary goes something like this.
Yes.
Dr. doctors can't be trusted, and they're the ones who do this. And what kind of person wants to have a stem cell done to improve themselves? I mean, really, you're going to say, well, people need to be cured of cancer and heart problems. Well, I drive a taxi cab, and let me tell you this. My exposure to the whole freaking human condition is that basically it stinks, and there should be less people.
Wow. All right.
That's my point.
No stem cell research, because that way people will die.
Pretty much.
Okay. And Giorgio, tell us the
I'm in favor of life. I prefer not to die or have people I know die. So, and doctors can be trusted because I wouldn't really trust some taxi driver to cut me open and mess around in my awesome man parts. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Why is a doctor cutting open your man parts?
Never mind. But the point is, you can't trust some random person who isn't a doctor to not do doctor things.
You can't trust someone who's not a doctor to not do doctor things?
You don't want someone who's not a doctor doing doctor things to you.
What does that have to do with stem cells?
He said not to trust doctors, and that's why stem cell research is bad. Doctors are good. Stem cell research is good to save people's lives. Like, yeah, we don't know exactly if it all works, but why not try? I mean, what? It's just like little thingies, you know?
They're
like,
little
thingies.
They're
just sitting there. They're not doing anything.
Well, yeah.
Are they just going to get thrown out if we don't use them?
The stem cells?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
All right. Well,
I'll watch CNN.
That's a nuanced argument. Let me consider things, because things like to be considered. But I gotta tell you, I was pretty shocked to learn that you do stem cells by stomping on them. And I can't approve of that. That's a horrifying thing. So, as far as I'm concerned, that alone makes it so stem cell research should stop. Perfect Pitch has got this.
My day has come!
Great, great. Dear people arriving in the Greyhound cab station, there's going to be one less taxi cab to pick you up on Friday afternoon. I have to hang out. I have a date with Frank Allen.
Well,
that is not hot.
You might win an award. Hey, now.
Sorry.
Sorry, Georgia. Look, just because you worked your way up here and then lost, it's not my fault.
No, just
yeah,
because
I worked for 20 years and I lost.
Well, no, you won. Oh, you mean superhero-wise? Yeah, you lost.
Whatever, Frank Allen. I hate you!
Frank Allen.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to laugh at you when you die of something that stem cell research could have cured. And I'm going to laugh, and then I'm going to go out drinking.
Anyhow, well, tell me what the topic is next time in advance, Frank Allen.
I will. No, you'll know far ahead of time.
I got to go to the public library and look
Cleo's
up
not listening.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all for listening to Debatatorium 2007. Come back next time when you'll hear President Samuels and Perfect Pitch debating to become Debatiator of the Year 2007. Should be a blast. This is Frank Allen. Good night.